This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. We have a packed lineup over the next 8 minutes. Coming up, the federal plan that governs 1.7 million acres of public land in western Colorado faces new court challenges. On Thursday, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed protections for the gray wolf under the Endangered Species Act in the lower 48 states. Plus, the state of Colorado is sending stimulus checks to hundreds of thousands of Coloradans who have filed for unemployment since the start of the pandemic. And election doubts are spreading as legal challenges mount around the West. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Here are the current coronavirus case numbers from our region. Mesa County has had 1,466 cases with 6 deaths. In Montrose County, there have been 420 cases and 13 deaths. Ouray County has had 42 cases and 2 deaths. Delta County reports 205 cases and 3 deaths, and San Miguel County has had 100 cases and no deaths. Mesa, Montrose, and Ouray counties now have COVID-19 positivity rates between 5 and 10%, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. The positivity rate is the percentage of people who test positive for the virus out of those who have been tested overall. The World Health Organization says the rate should be below 5% to contain the spread of the virus. Both Delta and San Miguel County still have positivity rates below 5%. The entire state of Colorado so far has had 100,208 cases with 2,094 deaths. The state's overall positivity rate is going up. It's now at 7.75%. Colorado's newest state park opens on October 30th. Fisher's Peak, near Trinidad, consists of 30 square miles that's home to elk, deer, mountain lion, and black bear. It was purchased by the Nature Conservancy and the Trust for Public Land for about $25.5 million last year. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
Governor Jared Polis says the state will send stimulus checks to hundreds of thousands of Coloradans next month who are experiencing economic challenges during the coronavirus pandemic. KVNF's Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Coloradans who received unemployment benefits between March 15th and October 24th are eligible to receive a $375 stimulus check in early December. Polis estimates the one-time payments will reach about 435,000 residents. In a statement, Polis says Washington, D.C. has, quote, failed to act to provide additional direct cash support for hardworking Coloradans. It's estimated the stimulus payments will total $168 million. The money will come from the state's general fund, a disaster emergency fund, and other reserves. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
On Thursday, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed protections for the gray wolf under the Endangered Species Act in the lower 48 states. Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains what that means for the West.
Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho delisted the gray wolf a few years ago, but this decision could affect states where wolf numbers haven't recovered, like Colorado. That state actually has wolf reintroduction on its ballot this year. The Center for Western Priorities says the delisting shows the federal government isn't listening to concerns from citizens or scientists. Aaron Weiss works with the center, and he says they analyzed a randomized sampling of 1,000 public comments online and found that less than 2% were in favor of delisting.
Despite that overwhelming, nearly unanimous support for protecting the wolf, the Trump administration went ahead anyway and is removing those protections.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service contends that states should be the ones to decide how to manage wolves and that the animal's recovery is sufficient to delist, even if that recovery isn't in every state. The Center for Biological Diversity intends to challenge the rule in court. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Legal challenges and accusations of fraud are just a couple of the issues seeding doubt about a clear winner on Election Day. Mountain West News Bureau's Bo Baker reports.
Ken Miller is a political science professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
My advice for voters this year is patience.
Miller says news networks may be more uncertain this year about calling a winner on election night, since counting up ballots in key states may go on longer than usual. But Miller says that delay could also embolden our sitting president.
We have in an incumbent someone who's been trying to undermine the integrity of absentee voting and other forms of early voting. And so this would give him more leverage with that type of messaging.
And in our region, one lawsuit is complicating things further. The Trump administration is challenging the legitimacy of the mail ballot validation process in Nevada's largest county. A judge rejected the request to stop ballot counting, but will hold a hearing on the lawsuit this week. Pausing the count could delay results in the battleground state. Early voting this year is likely to eclipse 2016 numbers in much of our region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.
The federal plan that governs 1.7 million acres of public land in western Colorado faces new court challenges. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with more.
Conservation groups filed legal claims on October 27th, saying that the Bureau of Land Management's plan for the North Fork Valley and other lands overseen by the Uncompahgre Field Office should be overturned. The Uncompahgre Resource Management Plan, or RMP, was approved while William Perry Pendley was in charge of the Bureau of Land Management, and a Montana court recently ruled that his tenure was illegal. The Uncompahgre plan was finalized earlier this year and has been controversial from the start.
Our big issue was the fact that the resource management plan opens up 95% of BLM lands and minerals to oil and gas leasing, and that would have a devastating effect on local economy, recreation, organic agriculture.
That's Natasha Leger, the executive director of Paoni-based Citizens for a Healthy Community. Leger explains that conservation groups first filed suit against the Uncompahgre plan in August. That was before a Montana judge found that the BLM's acting director, William Perry Pendley, was violating federal law because he'd been serving for more than a year without ever being confirmed by the Senate as required. The judge blocked Pendley from continuing to act as BLM director. The same judge then overturned three BLM resource plans in Montana last week that had been overseen by Pendley. Citizens for a Healthy Community and other groups see a possible precedent in that decision.
That opened up the opportunity for us to amend our current lawsuit to include overturning the RMP due to Pendley's unlawful tenure.
The Uncompahgre plan also appeared to have been strongly influenced by the agency's Washington, D.C. office, says Leger.
Under Pendley's watch, the BLM ignored over 50,000 public comments posing oil and gas leasing in the North Fork Valley. Public employees for environmental responsibility back in February had exposed how the Washington office overruled the Colorado State BLM director trying to move for a more oil and gas friendly RMP. And this is just really more evidence of why this RMP needs to be invalidated.
Dozens of other BLM resource management plans and projects in other states, such as expanding coal mining in Montana and oil and gas production in California, could now be challenged in court because of Pendley's involvement. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.